Mark Johnson, the Mayor of Moree Plains Shire Council, and Kelvin Titherley, our General Manager of Moree Plains Shire Council. Good morning.
Great to be here again, Tim.
How are you?
That's good to see you both. And what's on the agenda today, Mark?
Lots of items, Tim. We had our ordinary meeting yesterday, and it was quite lengthy. We didn't finish till nearly 7 o'clock. So the major thing coming out of that was around our operational plan or our budget. So Council's been doing a lot of work on that. I think we had six or seven workshops, and submissions to the budget only closed the day before yesterday, Wednesday, and Council felt that they needed a little bit more time to consider those submissions. So we're going to have an extraordinary meeting next Wednesday at 5 o'clock, to hopefully adopt the operational plan, and that's a public meeting, so people are more than welcome to come along and hear our deliberations about that. But look, we're heading for a reasonable year. We're getting a good surplus out of our operational plan. It's taken quite a bit of work to do to get to that spot, and council staff have been working very hard, and I give them the credit for where we are with that. Lots of demands on a community budget, so we're hopeful that we've been able to spread that revenue across the Shire. Roads is always a priority for us, but a lot of other village and town projects as well will be involved in that. So, next Wednesday, our extraordinary meeting, and that's the intent to adopt the budget on that night, which is our last for this council, in fact. Other good news, the community would be aware that we had a bit of a celebration out at the airport last week to welcome our first flight of the Q400, so the 74-seater from Qantas.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. Yeah, it was quite the show, I'd have to say, and I think Qantas were very happy with the reaction from the community. So what that means is we're going to have that bigger plane initially for two night flights up until September, and then beyond that five flights a week on the bigger plane.
Is the route to Sydney up for grabs, is it? Is that right?
The license is currently being renewed. So the Moree route is one of two regulated routes in New South Wales, the other being Lord Howe, I think.
That's correct, yeah.
Community and council put in significant submissions to transport to in support of having Qantas. We love them dearly, and they love us.
Yes.
So we're hopeful we'll get an announcement on that in the coming weeks, but yes. We're not sensing anything untoward there, but Kelvin and I had a meeting with Qantas late last year where we lost a couple of flights per week, and we were concerned that this might have been the slippery pole, but they were certainly very committed at that meeting, and Kelvin's had several meetings since.
They've been great to work with, Tim, and I echo what the Mayor said. It's fantastic. We've got this bigger plane in now, and it's great for people visiting their kids or getting medical appointments in Sydney. It's just, it's exactly what we need, what we want.
And fly in, fly out workers too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. Having that bigger, I think everyone's been in the situation where they've had to go to Sydney quickly, and there's no flights on no seats on the flight. So having that bigger flight, initially a couple of times a week, but then up to five times a week, is really a great thing for our town. I see lots of, and I'm exposed to lots of other mayors and other shires across New South Wales, and Moree's very, very fortunate with that. And we certainly welcome Qantas. We recognise the contribution that they have to the community, and we're building a really good partnership with them. So that was a great day for us. A couple of other things, and we had the Port of Newcastle visit Moree last week to have their first board meeting outside of Newcastle. So that was really important for our community. Port of Newcastle have a strong interest in, because they've been able to expand their container terminal in transporting our agricultural product through the port. So they want to build the relationship not only with council but with our community. And the important part for us is that, you've heard me speak of before, we've got missing 22 kilometres of the inland rail between our sale yards and the gun club to the north. And we really need that finished so we can load big, long, heavy trains through to Port of Newcastle, Port of Melbourne eventually. But also that is 22 kilometres goes in front of our bulk handling facility out here, and also our special activation precinct. So it's vital that we get that route finished.
Will the ARTC have anything to do with that? Or?
They're certainly heavily involved, but it's a federal government decision.
The federal government.
Council to date has not had a lot of success with the federal government in terms of getting that project completed. We're certainly trying with that, but now we've been able to join with the Port of Newcastle, who have strong connections in
That's
Canberra,
right.
So we'll be doing some joint advocacy with them. And it was a really, we had them here for a couple of days, and again, a wonderful partnership to have going forward, and they're very keen to commit to our town and our community, and that'll be good news for our agricultural producers in terms of freight efficiency. So that was another good thing for the Shire.
And Tim, just a couple of other things. I did want to remind everybody that, of course, there's a by-election on.
Tomorrow.
And one of the issues with by-elections is sometimes you get a low voter turnout because it doesn't quite get the same press as a general election. So I really do want to encourage everybody to go and vote. The Masonic Hall just down the road here is you can vote early today, or of course you can vote on the day on Saturday. So please, I encourage everybody to get out and vote. And Tim, you might have noticed that Council picked up an award at the Local Government Professionals Annual Awards.
Excellent.
And it was for our cooperation with Boulogne Council. And I thank Mayor Sam there and Matthew, their CEO, and also Katie, who's the chair of BROC, the Board of Regional Operation of Councils. But great work to Moree Council staff for picking up that award. And we're really starting to form good relationships, I think, with the councils that border us here in Moree, and that's really important. When one succeeds, we all succeed, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
And Queensland has appointed a cross-border commissioner.
Yes, yes.
That's big news.
It's huge news, and it's great for us, particularly for Bogger and Mungindi, particularly for those communities.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we look forward to seeing the New South Wales Cross-Border Commissioner and the new Queensland Cross-Border Commissioner when they're fully established, working together, all things, you know, health, education, certification. Yeah. There's a lot of issues there that, you know, when we can improve that, we'll improve the services in those communities.
So it's all looking up and up and up.
Now, we're in a real purple patch at the moment. Let's hope we stay there. So.
Oh, well, you gotta be positive, Kelvin.
That's right, that's right. Know,
it'll stay there.
And Tim, that just doesn't happen automatically. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes.
There is, yeah.
Not only by council, our local elected representatives, and also the council team. We're always trying to get in front of ministers, both state and federal. And again, it's been a challenge being with Labor governments, both state and federal, but we've had a lot of success. And I guess I'm hopeful that the community will see that this council has tried to develop relationships, not only with our neighbouring councils, and that's hugely essential. You have to get on with your neighbour, but also the relationships we've formed with the state, and now we're working on the federal government.
So. Well, Mayor Springborg, and I do interview him quite a bit, and he's always very positive about everyone at Moree Plain Shire Council, which is just absolutely great. So
we have a great relationship with Gundawindi Council. Yes. I'm presently not taking his phone calls given the result in the first State of Origin, but when New South Wales win the next one, I'll give him a call.
Okay. Is there anything else, Mark? Or
no, thanks. Tim, it's great to be here.
Yeah. No,
always welcome.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming in to breakfast, and we'll look forward to your company next month sometime.
Absolutely.
Or thanks, if something urgent happens, you can always come in, and we're happy to do that too.
Very good. Thanks for having us, Tim.
Always great to be here.
No worries at all. That's Mark Johnson, our Mayor of Moree Plains Shire Council. Kelvin Titherly, the General Manager of Moree Plains Shire Council. Have a good day, gents.
Thank you.